de Colão, é.
Quem dança?
Como faço,
ué? I've done the original.
Não, I've done the long
everybody, welcome to Man Room Radio, the podcast where we sit in my office and talk about life. I'm your host, Levi, and this is episode 2.94. With me, one co-host, Gio.
Septic tanks have leech lines.
And with me, another man, or another co-host, who is a man, who also eats Doritos through his nose, Ryan.
That was the Boys of Summer by the Ataris. I knew you were going to do that. Oh, hey, you know what? We're coming up at the bottom of this bottle for Jay McSpadden's sponsorship. Go make sure. If you haven't heard the last couple episodes, go get her book, Praetorian Rising. I learned how to say it. I just finished it. It's really good. And I'm not going to tell you anything else about it because I'm afraid I'm going to spoil everything. Just, I don't read very much, but this is the best book I've read probably in the last 7 years.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah. So...
All right, are you done with pleasantries? Because I'm pissed off at you.
Not pleasantries. Sponsorship zone is now... Yeah, that was...
Sponsorships are zone. Pleasantries.
Are they?
Yes, absolutely.
Why are you mad at Ryan?
I'm pissed at him.
Yeah, can I give you another reason to be mad at me?
Yeah, sure.
I can wait. You go ahead. I don't know why you're mad at me. Let's go. Let's do this.
I hate that you did that. Go ahead.
Are you mad at me now, too?
Yeah,
let's
man.
Let's go.
Okay, yeah, this is pissed off at Ryan.
Yeah, I got a bone to pick.
I've been pissed off at you ever since you sent me that goddamn text, right?
Which one?
The one that said, hey, do you want to hang out?
No.
What text?
Look, you know that I hate grown-ass adults going to Disneyland, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I know what this is. I know exactly what this is, because I thought the same thing.
Okay? That's something I can't stand.
You know what this is, Ryan. You should have known.
You should have known that you crossed a line.
Oh.
You crossed a sacred ground that you can never go back.
Thanks for the red breast, Jay McSpadden.
Is this the one with the... Is okay, this the
so earpick? Listen, yeah. So listen up. I hate when grown-ass adults go to Disneyland, okay? Because, like, Disneyland is for children, okay? And, like, I see grown adults there. And I'm like, grow up. You're not six anymore, right? Like, this is a place for people to take their kids. But you know what? I kind of get it, okay?
Okay. That's a step for you, though. I'm glad you kind of get it.
Sure. I kind of get it. A lot. Like, I think it's lame, pathetic, but...
Oh, that hurts a little. Okay.
Yeah, fine.
Oh. Okay.
But you went to the goddamn Great Wolf Lodge, which is even more, like, only for children. It's like if you took the kiddie section of Disneyland and you made that into a theme park... Like, that's the Great Wolf Lodge, man. Like, that's exclusively what it's for. Like, one of the things I like about taking my kids to the Great Wolf Lodge is I don't have to deal with, like, single adults. Because there aren't any there.
Because it's all parents and kids.
It's all parents
or
and kids.
Or at least couples, right? So it'd be weird for someone to show you a picture of them at the Great Wolf Lodge and then tell you, my girlfriend's still at home.
Okay, stop.
Yeah.
Now, you went to the Great Wolf Lodge by yourself.
No. Okay. No, I didn't... Bliss wasn't with me. You're
okay, well then, who were you with that made you not by yourself?
Yeah, this is a lot longer story than I did.
I saw bones being picked until he goes.
Last year, for my buddy's birthday, his much younger girlfriend decided, hey, you know what would be fun? We should all go to Medieval Times.
Okay. So, yeah, that sounds like a blast.
It's like,
that's
cool.
A good time.
So we all
I actually know one of the actors in it.
Nice.
You've told me that, I think. Mm-hmm. If you ever want good seats.
I'm going to skip this part.
But so we went to Medieval Times. It was great. His birthday came back around this year. And last year when we were leaving Medieval Times, we saw like two doors down, there was a Pirates show. We're like, hey, Medieval Times was solid. Let's give Pirates a shot. Whenever we want to get together. It's like, okay, cool.
Seems reasonable to me.
So his birthday came
so
up
far,
this year.
Sounds great.
Yep. Yeah.
Don't see where to take a turn.
Okay, so...
cross the threshold of friendship yet, but we'll see.
So we went to the pirate show, and Medieval Times was much better.
One thing led to another.
But Pirates was fine. We all had fun. We're standing out in the parking lot after, and we're like, well, what should we do? We're all hanging out. There's like five of us hanging out. Like, one of my buddies goes, well, we can go miniature golfing. Let's look and see if there's, like, miniature golf anywhere around. We're just trying to kill some time, waiting for a couple people to sober up. We're like, okay, cool, yeah, we can go kill an hour or two. Uh-huh. So we Google it, and the closest place is the Great Wolf Lodge. And one of the guys that's with us says, oh, Ryan's podcast did a whole thing on Great Wolf Lodge. Let's go!
Oh, my God.
So this is your fault, Levi.
Yeah, Levi.
Okay,
yeah.
No, hang on.
You didn't make it seem like anyone could go there.
No, yeah. I didn't.
You
didn't
made it sound like
clear.
It was a lot of fun for everybody. And you had
no,
the time
I'll
of your
honest,
life.
I'll be honest. I've Googled it to see if I could go after that episode.
Mm-hmm.
No,
and
you
haven't.
I swear on
no,
bros.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Okay. All right, you did.
Yeah. I did. Because I think it's safe to say, I don't know if Ryan knows this side of me that much, but Levi, you know, I'm like a, like if I'm a researcher, like if I'm going to do something, I'm like, I'll look mm-hmm. up reviews, I'll do that, I'll plan it out. I looked that up to see if that was like an option for a trip.
I feel like I made it very clear that it's
for children. You did, but I was like, you know what? Maybe that's just because he hates Disneyland. I need to know for myself.
Okay, all right, fair.
So I looked, I was like, nope, this is definitely like...
But oh, it's definitely for like...
Families.
Yep, young
but
children.
But I was like, maybe I, like if I show, I bet you I could still have a good time. Like, you know, I still would like to see it so I can see why you were there.
Yeah, we went because it was the only place open with miniature golf.
So did you guys mini golf?
Well, we went over there and they said, the website said it was open till 11. We got there at like 9:30 and they said, oh, we're closing in a half hour. So we went upstairs to the bar and then we're like, well, what else is here? Walked, saw the water park, which looked cool. I mean, it looks great for
a
bunch
of
little kids.
Oh, there's
yeah,
no like big mega slides?
No, there's slides and like a wave thing and a lazy river. I mean, it looks like a blast for a family.
Trying to have kids just to go.
But for five adults, it was not the business.
No, that's not where you want
to
be.
Like, can we get to the part where he sends the picture and you get mad at him?
What do you mean?
Just describe what the event that
he
caused
he sends
this whole
me a picture of him at the freaking Great Wolf Lodge and
sends a text and he says, guess where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
First off, just guess where I'm at comes through.
That's oh, I sent the picture first.
For us, I got guess where I'm at first.
Oh, okay.
I was like, okay, I don't know, Ryan. Like,
right.
Where are you? Then this picture comes through and you're wearing bear ears.
Wolf ears. Please.
And then that's the picture that led to...
Yeah, I see this thing. I got it way after someone of you had guessed it was Grey Wolf Lodge.
Oh, okay.
I saw it late and I just... I mean, I threw my phone on the ground. I was so mad at you. Like, how dare you do that? Like,
well,
you have no business going taking your weird adult goes to kids theme park stuff and going to my Great Wolf Lodge.
We were just going for the mini golf. I'd never been there before, but I don't think I'd ever go back unless there was like...
I wonder if they would
like
even let
party.
You mini golf.
Oh, they would have.
That's
and
weird.
Because my understanding is like you can't do stuff there unless you are spending the night.
Oh, yeah, Ryan had a drink.
Yeah, we went to the bar.
I could see them letting you into the bar,
yeah.
But any of the events, like I can't like
walk around.
You have
the
to
arcade.
Have your wristband. Like you need a wristband, which is also your room key.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, is bitching.
Yeah, that was sick.
Yeah, we went to the arcade, and he's like, "Well, I'd sell you the tickets, but because you need to get the tickets for mini golf from the arcade." And he's like, "But they're closing." So we walked around, and eventually we just walked right back past mini golf, and there was just nobody there.
Kind
and
of, if they're letting the riffraff in now without spending the night, they've really gone downhill.
Long story short, we mini golfed for like an hour and a half.
How long? How nice was this place? Be honest.
When Family Fun Center was awesome, it was like that nice.
Did it live up to our podcast's hype?
I
be honest.
I was disappointed.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's because you don't have kids.
Because
yeah.
I don't have kids. But leaving it, I was like, you know what? If there was like a family, that would be phenomenal.
Okay, let's do this. Adult Ryan, out of 5 stars, what do you give it? Just adult activity.
Oh, 1.
Family activity.
15.
Okay, well, it's out of 5.
Same.
Yeah
so
no, that's
did.
The same. I agree. It for
it's,
just an adult...
It's meant for, like, families to do... Yeah.
Yes. What's great... I mean,
yeah.
Let's go back and
go back
to
and
podcast.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
This
right.
isn't the Great Wolf Lodge episode. It's just the Ryan goes to a Great Wolf Lodge.
Yeah, and pisses me off because he's not supposed to go there.
Can I ask you guys to do something you don't want to do right now?
Oh, God.
Yeah. I need you to either commit yes or just say
I'm not blindly committing yes or no.
Okay,
but
I'm asking...
You've done that way too many
times. I'm asking you to... I'm asking you to. Like, I'm not going to steer you wrong on the podcast.
What are we doing here?
Is this...
You can say no.
Is this the game
fine.
You came up with?
No, this is the game
about?
I
okay,
came
then yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm also in. Fine, I'm in.
Okay. I brought you guys a gift.
Oh, jeez.
Because you guys gave me a lot of grief a couple episodes back, and one of my buddies went to Del Taco.
Oh!
And
what is this?
When I went to, when we were talking about fast food places, I said Del Taco, and both of you were like, why are you going to Del Taco? Go to Burger King. It's like, okay. Yeah, you gave me a hard time because I said I liked Del Taco.
I can't believe I would say that.
And my buddy,
I for sure would say that.
Yeah, my buddy went to Del Taco. He's like, I don't know why the guys on the show gave you a hard time. Del Taco was great.
I think he heard you and like thought I said the same
thing. I feel like you agreed with me.
Yeah, but either way, I brought you guys a taco.
Oh, what am I supposed to do with this?
Eat it.
Okay.
Okay.
First off,
as I spill whiskey across the table.
First off, there's like sour cream in here.
It's a chicken soft taco.
Okay, what's the white sauce on there?
It's a ranch sour cream.
Okay, I'm already out.
I know. I know, but you made us
it
eat.
Smells gross.
I figured you would be out, but you made us eat your
McRibs.
Yeah, your
sure.
horrible
you
ass McRibs. I'm sorry, I spilled some.
Just leave it. Okay. So
this is what I go to Del Taco for.
The next thing I'm not chicken happy with, like, look at this tortilla.
Yeah, this tortilla is a whole
right, like,
lot.
You
of
recognize
nothing.
That I live in Escondido and
can
I'm accustomed to good
put
tortillas.
Put it in your mouth and enjoy
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
What are the options when I'm eating here?
What do you mean? As we all chew in silence, this is great podcasting.
Okay. If I'm being objective,
mm-hmm.
I'd say it's good enough. I don't like that there's this cream sauce on it. But yeah, I mean, this is fine.
Mm-hmm.
I like Del Taco. I don't know what, like...
I felt like you gave me a hard time. And we should... I'll go back and find
yeah,
the
you
clip.
Need to go back and clarify, because I just...
I'll find
like,
clip.
Like,
I can settle it.
Yeah, like...
If everything's available, there's a everything right there. This is not making the list.
Right, that's my only... Yeah, I think, like...
I think if McDonald's is there, Burger King's there, like, freaking Wendy's is there. You know
no,
that?
Stop. No. I'm going this over Wendy's.
Okay, let me finish the list.
I'd rather go to lunch at 7-Eleven.
In-N-Out's right there.
In-N-Out, Chick-fil-A, 7-Eleven, like...
Carl's Jr.
Hey,
they're all there.
Did you know I'm changed on Chick-fil-A? I actually like it now.
What?
Yeah, I'm...
Saw that coming.
Okay.
Because they're great.
Yeah, I'm... Okay, so first off, I think they changed the recipe for the chicken.
What happened? Tell me the whole story here.
We were on a trip, and that was the only option I had to eat, and so I gave it a fair chance.
What'd you order?
The spicy chicken sandwich.
Hell yeah, my boy!
Hang on before I high-five you, because
oh,
it was fine, and then from now on, I get the regular chicken sandwich.
Oh,
I put
brother.
Buffalo wing sauce on it and ranch on it, and it's like a buffalo chicken sandwich, and I
you
like that.
You like that creamy ranch sauce, but you don't like Del Taco's creamy ranch sauce?
I just don't like it with a chicken taco.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
I think it's great.
Well, you know, you're entitled
your
to your
taco
opinion.
Was delicious.
Yeah.
There we go.
This is fine.
What was this?
It's a chicken soft taco. On Thursdays, it's 3 for $2.50.
Oh my god. Look, what are
this
we doing?
This changes things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't tell me that.
Yeah, what are we doing with our lives?
Yeah.
Okay, you switched me up on Del Taco.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
also,
a lot of the other food is just whatever, but...
Del Taco has a great burger. I'll give you that.
They do. Did you know that I knew that? Did
no,
you know
I've,
that?
I've ordered. That's like what I only ordered
like
there for
the
years.
Double Del bacon
mm-hmm.
cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with the crisp cut fries and the cut
yep.
up.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Del Taco fries are awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds like we're all about Del Taco. Maybe
yeah.
made this up.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Yeah, this might not really be an episode that happened.
It definitely happened.
You know what did happen, though? Ryan spilled.
I spilled whiskey mm-hmm. all over the table.
Yeah, that's too bad. Okay, I have another one last thing to talk about from Jeff from Babel Lab actually gave us this topic.
You know what? How the hell are you, Jeff from Babel Lab?
They have new episodes out.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Uh-huh. That's exciting.
That is exciting. Are we still collaborating partners with them?
No.
They've never
that contract ended?
Yeah, that contract's way over.
Oh, you know what? Fuck those guys.
Anyways.
Explicit content.
So Jeff, he saw some guy, I think he was at Walmart. Guy's sitting down, posting up for the whole day with his Sudoku book. And, like, that's
oh,
what the guy's doing.
Yeah, that's a thing, man.
Okay, so he's like, this guy's in retirement. And that's what his retirement looks like. So he wanted to pose the question to us, what does retirement look like for you?
That's a great fucking question.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I thought no one would ask.
Well, it's being asked right now, so.
I wake up.
No, Gio has to go last from
yeah,
now
right,
on,
right.
Because otherwise he's fucking blending people up and putting them in soup cans.
You're right. You're last.
You're always last.
I don't know why I keep touching your arm.
It's okay. I like it. I feel like we're connected. I feel like we're good friends, you know?
Okay. My ideal retirement. Wake up.
Play some WoW.
Can you not finish? Like, can you not?
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's not guaranteed that it's wow, right? But actually, no. Like, I want to get up and have breakfast.
Oh, you would?
Yeah, absolutely. And then, yeah, I want to sit around and play video games. Uh-huh. All right. And then I want to eat lunch. Then maybe I'll do something fun. I don't know. Maybe a crossword puzzle. Probably not. I'll probably play more video games, though. All right. I certainly won't do anything productive. But then is when the real treat comes. Because when I'm retired, I live in a neighborhood where like people walk around. I maybe like go get their kids and walk their kids home. And this is where I sit out on my front lawn, I drink a beer, and I judge people. Right? I yell at people. I mock people.
What is something that causes old retired Levi to yell?
I want to say get off my lawn.
Obviously, right? That's like a daily five pointer.
Like I want to yell at someone like, you look like a hippie.
Get a haircut.
Yeah, something like that. Like these are the kinds of things.
Okay, I needed some. Yeah, I get it now.
You know, so then I have dinner, and then I go to bed, dude. And we do that every day. That sounds extremely satisfying. And you know what? Maybe on like Saturdays, I go to Walmart and I sit out at Walmart and I just say things to people. You know, like I don't know. I really want to whatever. Like maybe
once I hear you fly to Singapore.
Yeah. I just want to have an opportunity to judge people and be rude to them.
Jeez.
I think my days would be super similar. I wouldn't want to make breakfast, but I'd want to have breakfast.
Sure.
So I might go somewhere to breakfast, try and find the best breakfast spot around. That might take months until I find one that I think is the best one and just go there all the time. Mm-hmm. And go home, play video games, and then I don't know. Lunch.
Like, isn't that going to be awesome? There's going to be this generation of old guys that play video games.
Playing video games.
Yeah, that's actually really cool. Like, I hadn't thought about that. Like,
right, because right now you see a few of them. Like, that'll happen here and there. Mm-hmm. But, like,
I don't even care about graphics because my glaucoma will just block it all out. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what my dad does. He wakes up, he eats, he plays some video games. And then if, like, there's something that one of his friends is doing, he might go visit them. But other than that, he plays video games a lot. I'm really jealous.
You know what else? Like maybe like weekly get together with the guys to play, you know, like Magic, or if we're, you know, not able to do that because we're too old.
Can't read the cards.
Yeah, maybe we're...
The game's gotten too complex for us.
Yeah. Maybe just
driveway night once a week.
Yeah, just like bullshit, you know?
Yeah.
God, that sounds great.
It also made me realize that it sounds really great.
Yeah.
All right, you're up to you. Are you done?
No, right? I think that's about it. I mean, it's just... Mm-hmm. Hey, if there's something to do, go do it. But other than that, just a lot of relaxing, a lot of video games, maybe like work on some, make the yard look nice. But that would be once a week I'll go out there and water something.
I'm paying someone else to do that.
The yard work?
Yeah. I do that now.
Like, you're not like a retired yard work guy?
God, no. No physical labor for me ever in my life.
Got it.
I'll water
like,
some plants.
That's just like a motto I have now.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm not mowing the yard. I'm just going to water stuff.
Only if it's like flip a switch on and turn it off.
Geo, hit us.
Honestly, guys, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You guys knew so clearly.
I thought you were ready.
Hearing you guys out made me kind of tame down. You know, like I feel like I'm gonna wake up. I'm gonna have something with blueberries in it because that just sounds like what retired Geo is all about.
Yeah,
it does sound like retired Geo is all about.
Whether it's like blueberry Chex, Pop-Tarts, maybe blueberry oatmeal, like, I don't know, just...
Blueberry pancakes?
Yeah, dude, just nice. Blueberry me up, you know? Or as they say back home, lube-airy me up, you know?
Oh.
Where's home that says that?
Singapore? Just down there.
just down there, you know?
Oh, you know what, dude? Okay, I'm gonna wake up. I'm for sure having coffee. I'm just going to sit out front.
Blueberry coffee.
I'm going to sit out front, sip on my coffee. Yes, I will do the annoying first slurp. You know, like the when it's really hot, just the...
Yeah.
Because aerated coffee tastes better. Sure. And then, after I'm done with the coffee, I'm going to, you know, shower. I'd like to think I'm still taking cold showers at this point.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I will, but, you know, one likes to imagine oneself in their best in a situation. Afterwards, I will watch a movie.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Okay, there's something.
I will watch a movie. I will watch a movie or some sort of show or something.
You have a lot of movies to catch up on.
I mean, I guess by that point I won't. And I'll be like, hey guys, I finally saw those movies you guys told me. You're like, oh, I forgot what movie you're talking about. And then I'm going to feel like I wasted a whole lot of time. But you know what? I'll enjoy the movies. I'll do some lunchtime stuff. After lunchtime stuff.
What's lunchtime? Yeah, you can't just skip lunchtime like, stuff.
Yeah.
Everyone knows lunchtime stuff, guys.
I mean, I'm not a retired geo, so I don't know what lunchtime stuff is.
You either have lunch, or you meet somebody for lunch, or you make some lunch, or you eat lunch. Okay. So lunch happens.
Okay. All right. I feel like if you would have just said had lunch.
But sometimes it's like an activity. Like, hey, let's grab some lunch.
Meet somebody somewhere.
Yeah, lunchtime stuff.
Like Del Taco.
No, I probably... Well, retired Joe, we will pass as Del Taco days.
Come on, he'll still have a chicken soft taco sometimes.
And then I'm going to master marinades, man. I'm gonna
That's
be like,
not what I thought you were about to say.
I'm going
to
be a marinade master. Like, when we're doing these driveway nights, you guys are going to be like, dude, did you guys try Joe's last chicken marinade? Like, that's, I mean...
I'm just going to master marinade.
That's it, man.
Hey, I like what you're bringing to the table. I like that you're bringing some value to driveway night.
Yeah.
Oh.
Master marinade.
Master marinating all the time.
Man. I mean, people will be asking, rib who? Where's the marinade?
Maybe we can do a collab and marinate some ribs.
There we go, yeah. Oh, I like to think also we're playing video games, too. Yeah, that'd be cool. And I don't know. Oh, yeah, I'll definitely be pimping out a magic deck, going to a store and destroying a kid.
Nice.
That sounds good.
That's on the list. Like, yeah, my all foil deck. Yeah, here, take it. See you later.
Oh, you're gonna give it to a kid?
No, I'm gonna play against him.
Got it. Beat him.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
No.
Definitely.
Yeah. If I'm worried about marinades, I might not be mastering magic at that point. Who knows?
Well, you may have already perfected magic, and that's why you
it
went
does
to master
sound like I, Sudoku guy's got a grip on it though.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't have AC at home. He's just sitting in Walmart.
What if when you get old...
Is he in Walmart? That's the thing, is he's in Walmart. I didn't hear
like
that.
Or he's like out front of Walmart or something like that.
Out front's different.
Like, what if when you get old, that's all your brain can handle is like something like slow and steady like that?
Like Sudoku?
Yeah.
Like, or you just want to get out of your house and like that's like...
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
All right, well...
Probably get cabin fever eventually.
That's it.
All right, this is the episode. It's time to switch it up. Ryan, take it away.
Oh, that's weird. Are you going to play the song then?
Yep.
Okay.
Hope you have it queued and ready.
Yeah. Sure do. Okay. Thanks for listening. This is why Gio does it. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Facebook. Share it with all your friends. Shout out to Jay McSpadden doing it. She put out that book. Gio, what is this?
I didn't play something. You're such a piece of
shit. Gio.
Oh my gosh.
You sabotaged this.
Jay McSpadden, Praetorian Rising.
Of all the songs you could pick.
Go
this
buy
is
it.
What we're doing.
Go buy
you
it on Amazon.
Such crusty pieces of shit.
You are
not getting away with this.
Give
me
her a review.
I don't even have... I'm not connected to the speaker.
Review us on iTunes.
You can't even do your job right, Ryan. You played It's a Small World.
I was doing the outro.
The outro
you
right.
did the music.
You're doing two jobs worse than your regular ones.
If you can jump me out of nowhere.